Would the deputation spokesperson please address the meeting? You have 5 minutes to speak.
Thank you for allowing us to speak concerning the plan to remove the Ranger Gardens from Geraldine Mary Arnsworth Park. We sympathise with all the difficult decisions the council have had to make given the size of the cuts demanded of them. But it seems that in the parts restructure, a service in the form of the Ranger Gardeners replaced by a more costly model with a mobile gardener, an apprentice and 2 technical support officers for the area does not represent value for money. We've been assured that the model proposed has worked in other parks, but GMH is not like other parks in the borough. The nearest example is Potter's Field, because it also is on the tourist map. Other parks serve their local community. This park, although small, has to accommodate the sports activities of 4 schools. Notre Dame have their daily games lessons there between 9 and 3, with 120 pupils and after-school sessions. I'm here with their games mistress, who has concerns. The educational service of the IWM involves up to 600 children a week, spilling out to let off steam and have their packed lunches in term time. All this in addition to the 1 million plus international tourists who visit the War Museum and others who come for the peace and contemplation in the Peace Garden. I quote from a letter just received. I work just round the corner and use the gardens regularly at lunchtime, as do a significant number of my colleagues. My employer only moved to the area less than a year ago, but the pleasure I derive from the gardens is enormous. I do know that you can tell when plants, shrubs and trees are tended and looked after with genuine love and care. The park simply screams out to that effect that it is one such place. Rarely does anything stand out so much as being a special case. On top of all these, there is the local community. This is the only sizable, if that, green space in the middle of a very deprived area, intensely used, which will get more usage as developments around the Elephant and Blackfriars evolve. The sports complex is always full outside of school use, particularly in the evening. In fact, being an inner city park within the central activity zone of London is more full in the week than at the weekend, not like other parks. Keeping this small space pleasant and safe for all the diverse usage is a balancing act carried out with grace by the Ranger Gardeners. They're not on a very high grade and fit in with the ethos of not removing front life staff. It is possible to live with basic gardening, but not possible to provide a safe, pleasant environment with visiting walls, whom we understand will now concentrate on town centres. The Ranger Gardeners have improved this site to such an extent that the ambience relaxes visitors and encourages them to stay in the local area and bring in income to the borough rather than leave the museum as soon as possible. South Bank University held their graduation ceremonies here. We have visits from the Russian embassy and government, as well as the Jewish community for the Holocaust event and wedding photographs from the cathedral. All these activities demand a constant presence to ensure the safety of our visitors. Because of the proximity of hostels, there are ever-present rough sleepers and vagrants, drunks and those with mental problems, whom the rangers quickly and quietly move on. Their bedding has to be removed each morning and their excrement dealt with. Again, wardens are not the answer for this. We are likely to see an increase if Westminster bans soup kitchens here. We need a reactive presence and to drop the gardening if necessary to deal with any occurrence for the smooth run of this very busy space. Again, more usage per square yard than any other park in Southwark and many of the Royal Parks. The plan for Burgess Park shows that it is possible to have a different model. So why not for GMHP? One size does not fit all. We are here to ourselves to postpone the decision for a period of 6 months, during which time alternative cost-saving measures can be considered or alternative funding. I even had an offer this morning from someone. We know that the local MPs are also supportive and have sent in a letter. The saving of £15,000 will soon be offset by the capital cost of relocating 2 technical support officers. On a separate note, we're very pleased to see that some Southwark parks were given an award by the Mayor of London for improving safety. Really astonished that GMHP was not one of them. Thank you for your time.
Do you have a question of the leader or relevant cabinet member? Yes.
Well, I would like, sorry. I would like to ask, as a council committed to consultation, why was the were there a presentation to the Friends of Parks meeting on the 26th of February suggesting changes and asking for views when the decision had already been taken earlier in February?
Councillor Barry Hargrove to respond.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. The decision was taken at the previous February Council Assembly, and the consultation with the parks took place with the wider parks. And I believe the reason why we couldn't do the consultation before we took the decision as a council is because we would have to let staff know about the implications for their job. That must always come first, about how we treat our staff rather than them hearing it through the grapevine. And obviously discussions, these things take time. Discussions were underway with the members of staff. And you know, I apologise that you wasn't informed right at the beginning, but it was important that the very careful discussions were gone through with staff first of all.
Councillor
Graham Neal. The museum and the park is excellent. I mean, it draws people from across the world. I personally have taken relatives of Auschwitz survivors to the Holocaust Museum. There's a fine example of a Broughton motorcycle, a lot of Arabia's former ride. I've used the museum for study for my degree. It was the Peace Garden. I didn't get to see the Dalai Lama when he visited the park. Obviously, the park is used, as you've said, by lots of people, not just from the southern, not just from the UK, but from across the world. Let me ask you my question, which is written here. And the question is, I mean, will there be gaps when the ground staff are removed? I mean, surely there'll be gaps in the service.
From what I understand, we're having visiting gardeners, and we're having people who are in the office monitoring contracts. But if I go through some of the things the rangers do, you will see where the gaps are going to be, okay? First of all, they maintain a pleasant path through patrols, health and safety checks, enforcement, maintenance improvements, they clear hazards, and they keep control of the vehicular movement in the park, because there are a lot of cars coming to go to the sports place, and there is no parking space, and unfortunately, Fusion, who run the sports place, don't always tell the people who are bringing their competitors that they can't drive in the park. And in such a small space, you've got children running around, dogs running around, it's essential that someone is around to do that. They plan and organise and undertake the full annual programme of grounds maintenance. They plan park planting improvements and speciality ones for the Peace Garden, as you were talking about. They propagate, so they actually save an awful lot of money because there is a yard there, and many of their plants, actually, they propagate themselves, so they don't have to go to the budget for anything else. They organise and carry out events with the stakeholder groups, including Fusion, the Tibet Foundation, Soviet Memorial Trust, and the Friends Volunteers. They attend the wall panel meetings on safety. They've got very close association with the Safer Neighbourhood people. They organise full range of management and admin tasks to ensure effective site management. They do their own managing. They never see an officer. They deal with contractors on site, and they're quite often contractors on site for the War Museum. And they attend contract meetings. But most of all, they deal with antisocial behaviour, and they make links with outside agencies so that they can get people to St Mungo's or tell them where to go to get food and they've dealt, I know, with young people who've lost their passports, etc., and are sleeping rough, and they have found a way to send them there. They source cost-efficient supplies and materials. They attend the pre-contract meetings and site meetings of the War Museum and work through the method statements. And they work with the payback team. So all of those are the gaps that will be if they're not there.
Councillor Linda Manchester.
Thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. It's already been answered.
Councillor David Noakes.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Deputy Mayor. Maureen, last week or the week before, time goes by, there was a very well-attended public meeting by residents, individuals and organisations in relation to the future of the Park Rangers, which Councillor Hargrove attended, and Jill Davis. And there were lots of very moving contributions, both from organisations and from individuals, about not just the role and the duties of the Park Rangers, but also about the actual individuals who carry out those roles, Mark and Candy, who, were a testament to the council in the high opinion and high esteem that they're actually held, and the duties, the additional duties, but I think they're not paid for, they carry out. Do you think in any way that the proposed model that's being suggested as an alternative can in any way to match the contribution and the added value that Mark and Candy and the Park Ranger model gives to Southwark, and which was described by Jill Davis at that meeting as the best model available?
I can't answer that. I think the question answers itself. There is no way that anyone is going to provide that kind of commitment. Certainly not a desk jockey.
Councillor Barry Harborough.
May I thank you again for bringing the deputation. The Ranger model, I acknowledge myself, is the ideal model, and I acknowledge that at the meeting, and I still say that had we been in different financial circumstances, we would have park rangers at most of our major parks. But, the reality is that we've got to make decisions. You've heard earlier tonight that we've had to make very difficult decisions, and no doubt there will be other deputations coming before us in future about us making difficult decisions. Now, I don't underestimate that to you personally, and I congratulate, really love to commend you on the fantastic work you do. But what we are confident of providing is that there will be no diminution in the general service that Geraldine Mary Harmsworth Park will receive. You'll receive, there will be two members of contractors in the park, and in fact more time in the park than the current park rangers. There will be new contract area manager and officer manager based in the park, and in regards antisocial behaviour and crime.
Can you ask the question?
And regarding antisocial behaviour and crime, Maureen, we would not be drawing wardens from town centres. We have park wardens on call. We have four park liaison wardens on call that can respond to the possible emergencies that you mentioned. So, I'd like to hear what your views are.
My view on that, an on-call is not going to work, and what will they do? Issue a fixed penalty notice. It needs engagement. These people need engagement with to be persuaded away, which they have been, and we now have a very safe park because of they've engaged with people. And we've shown that the amount that we're saving is so paltry. Everyone says so paltry, and all we are asking is the opportunity for a slight stay of execution so that we can find that funding, because we think it's going to be not cost effective to follow the one that you're proposing, and it's going to cost a lot more in the end. It's going to have a devastating effect simply from the numbers. You've got nearly 3 million people through that park, and it's hardly the size of this building.
Thank you. The time for questions has ended. I would like to thank the deputation for attending this evening. Officers will escort the deputation to the public gallery if you wish to listen to the rest of the meeting.